This is GQDN for Monday, February 9th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes and get the one called Quest Worthy. It is good stuff. Put in the promo code Quest in the checkout line. You get 25% off of your purchase by patreon.com/thegroupquest. That's the good stuff up there, including Super Bowl stuff. And by stackup.org, great community. In today's news, we have a viewership record. That's in the esports corner today, along with a couple other things. Something else, I should say. CyberConnect 2, along with the PlayStation State of Play dates, have been confirmed for this week. The Nintendo App Store got an update. Really? But we begin today with Discord. Via IGN.com, Discord will be rolling out a teen by default setting next month, and that will be global. And that's a part of their plans to enforce a new teen appropriate experience by default next month. This will require age verification to access restricted content or change content settings. And they announced this through a blog post that was posted today, where they said, quote, Discord is announcing enhanced teen safety features rolling out globally that reinforce its long-standing commitment to create a safer and more inclusive experience for users over the age of 13. As a part of this update, all new existing users worldwide will have a teen-appropriate experience by default, with updated communication settings, restricted access to age-gated spaces, and content filtering that preserves the privacy and meaningful connections that define Discord. Now, why did this happen? And that is because Discord did admit that hackers had gained some access to images of 70,000 government IDs that was uploaded to the servers of a third-party vendor that had entrusted with the data, the user content with the customer support or trust and safety teams. Now, last year, Discord did begin the age verification in both the UK and Australia, and that was with some of the other social media firms that had to do that because of the laws. Now, since the ID is coming out, Discord said that you, quote, may be required to engage in age verification process, end quote, that will start this March. So if you're going to access it, that is to see, quote, age-restricted channels, servers, or commands, and select message requests, end quote, you have to do the age verification process. Because then you would unblur some sensitive content, receive direct messages from unknown users, which I do get from time to time, admittedly. Users could also be able to verify their age by submitting a form ID to a vendor partner, or they could be using Discord's own facial age estimation software. But some users may not be prompted to have their age checked, as Discord will also use an age interference model to assume the user's age based on the usage history. Discord did say this age estimation technology boasts, quote, privacy protections, end quote, so that way your video selfie will not leave your device. Now, The Verge did talk to the Discord's global head of product policy, Savannah Baldick, and she said that the company did cease with working with the vendor behind last year's hack. Quote, we're not doing biometric scanning or facial recognition. We're doing facial estimation. The ID is immediately deleted. We do not keep any information around, like your name, the city that you live in, if you use the birth certificate or something else of any of that information. End quote. Now, if your account has been verified once, there'll be no further checks in the future. That's what Discord did say. That will be coming. Get ready for it. Believe me, I'll have to. As with anybody else that uses Discord, but if you use Steam, well, they were saying via GamesRadar.com that the game devs is now leading Valve by the hand to a Steam update official 1.0. Early access release dates. Now, Valve is letting the developers some Steam early access. for the 1.0 release date. And this update will provide developers, quote, a dedicated space to display the date when the game plans to exist or to exit early access and officially launch 1.0, end quote. That was a blog post, and the early access games could also be subject to change. Now the team can choose to list either exact date or a more vague window. Valve did say that the feature will be introduced because the early access developers does ask the company about it. Like some of them were already, quote, sharing their 1.0 dates in other places within the text description on the store page via Steam event, news, posts, social media, and their forums, and so on, end quote. Now, the PC storefront was also reminding folks that it'll be okay. You can sometimes skip the feature. Further quote, just because this feature exists does not mean you should or must use it. It makes sense to use this date display only if you are ready communicating directly with your players about a planned date for your 1.0 release when you have a very high degree of confidence, end quote. So if a game goes to 1.0 from early access, it's a bit of an update, but so is this one. NintendoLife.com did say that Nintendo Store update did receive a small update. I said update in the first one, that's in the Nintendo Store app. But it did receive a small update. It is a part of a new frame of the Nintendo Store, and NintendoLife.com did use it just to take a look at it. But Oatmeal Dome got up on Blue Sky and said, quote, this update adds the ability to view search results in app. Previously, it would open a website in a browser, adds the ability to enlarge screenshots on product pages, and improves performance in the search and wish list tabs. So that be coming. That's out right now. If you have a Nintendo Switch, you will enjoy it. But that kind of shows you what's going to happen. Well, according to Gamatsu.com, the Cyber Connect 2 that announced the 30th anniversary game project, and they'll be talking about it on February 16th, but that won't be the only thing that will be announced on the 16th, or this week, because the PlayStation State of Play could have it. The State of Play comes on February 12th, and this is going to be over an hour of gameplay and reveals. That is what GameSpot.com is saying, and that I believe will happen, because it is scheduled for 60 plus minutes of news, gameplay updates, and announcements from the game studios across the globe. That's a quote. And that was from PlayStation on X. And that will happen on February 12th at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, which means GQDN is going to be a little bit late, because that's going to last from 5 o'clock until 6:05. A little bit late. Yep, a little bit late. So how good will it be? We'll see when we get there. What do you think is going to be on it? And I'm going to say outside of Wolverine. I'm going to take that away from you. Anything else? Let me know at Joe Brums on Twitter or X, however you want to call it, and Blue Sky. Now, I know what's not going to be announced. It'll be, quite possibly, an RTX 5090. According to PCGamer.com, this is going to Rumorville. Back up the kids. Because the NVIDIA RTX 5090 could be coming out around September time this year. Now that came from Overclocking, the French tech outfit, because they said they have some, quote, direct, credible, and reliable contacts, end quote. And that's where they think the high-end RTX 50 series graphics card will be on the way for the third quarter of this year. So will it happen? The rumors say that it will. We'll see if it does. Now we go to the esports corner. Esports Insider, they say that Blast and Asus has renewed their partnership for the 6th Tier 1 CS2 events in 2026. Asus has been named as the official monitor, PC, laptops, mouse, and keyboard partners for the event. And this will take place across 3 continents and 5 countries. Chris Huang, the general manager at ASUS Gaming and Workshop Gear, did say, quote, "For two decades, ROG's mission has been to innovate products that offer exceptional experiences." Words are hard. "As we celebrate our 20th anniversary, we bring that legacy to the competitive scene like never before," end quote. Kevin Nguyen, the director of partnership at Blast, did say, quote, "2025 was an incredibly successful first Blast premiere season in this new era of Counter-Strike, and we're proud to be going into 2026 re-signing with the industry leader, ASUS. ASUS products not only elevated our competition standards, but also created unique experiences for attending fans at our events," end quote. But we end today with a viewership record. HLTV.org did say that IEM Krakow broke the viewership record because that did become the most watched non-major Counter-Strike event. And IEM Krakow, they conclude this weekend with Vitality and Altus' big event trophy winning record, which was a fitting finale to the first edition of the tournament since it moved to Katowice. And according to the esports charts, the show did rack up over 40 million hours watched, and that is the most of the non-majors. And it had over 1 million peak viewers, at which the peak viewers did clock in at 76 million hours watched. That's pretty good. That's pretty awesome. Indeed. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2026. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.